Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app wherever you may be in this great country of ours. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. We got a packed show, some great guests. Chris Weber is joining us at 8:20. Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, at 9. They got a win yesterday, off to a 5-6 start. And Spencer Carberry joins us, head coach of the Caps. Right now, they would be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
But our pal Steve Sands joins us on the Kia guest hotline right now. Of course, he is an anchor and reporter for the Golf Channel. What's up, Sandsy?
How are you, fellas? That was a heck of a win by the Caps last
night. Yeah,
I know you're pumped
about the overheater, Sandsy. I know you like that, the uptick in the goals scored of late.
Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing. I was walking by the clubhouse yesterday here at Augusta.
Yeah.
And 2003 winner Mike Weir was standing on the veranda. Mm-hmm. And I kind of look up and wave, and I keep walking. About 20 yards later, he screams out, "Go Wings tonight."
Oh, how dare he?
He's a Canadian, but he's a big Red Wings fan.
Wow.
And I walked back, we started laughing, and I said, it's going to be a pillow fight. Either team can really score right now, but who knows what happens, and we ended up winning. It was a heck of a win.
Well, I hope you give it back to him today when you see him.
Yeah, make
Augusta.
Sure you say something to him today.
Oh, if we see him, believe me, we'll say
you
something.
You tweak that Canadian for us.
How do you think the Masters champ dinner went last night?
Oh, it went fine. I talked to a couple of guys about it. Yeah. Everything was great. It was mellow. It was easy. Nothing contentious. Nothing, you know, live related. None of that garbage. Everybody got along. Everybody had a good time. It was a really nice night.
It was more contentious last year, correct? More uncomfortable, anyway.
Because
that was the
more first one. Yeah, maybe more uncomfortable, but it wasn't.
Not contentious. Wrong word. Yeah.
Sandsy, was Bubba okay with the exotic tapas menu that John Rahm brought? Because I remember he got goofed on for his champions dinner a few years back.
Well, I mean, everybody gets to, it's so funny that you say that. Everybody gets to pick their own. I mean, mm-hmm. when Tiger first won in 97, he did burgers, dogs, and milkshakes.
Yeah.
When Vijay Singh won, he had Nan's, which is like the greatest Thai restaurant in the world. Like, it's such a great restaurant. He had them do it. Hideki's a couple of years ago evidently was the greatest of them all. He had, you know, Wagyu beef and sushi, fresh sushi from Japan, come in, that kind of stuff. Not sure Bubba was digging the Spanish menu last night, but, you know, you got to, you know, when in Rome, you got to do it.
Absolutely.
All right, so a lot to get into. Let's talk about Rory. We just had a Masters pool, eight players, or eight people drafted, two players each. Rory was the number one pick overall. He hasn't won a major in 10 years. Obviously, we know about his overall struggles in the majors during that time.
He's starting to look older, man. Every time I see him, you know, almost weathered.
Really? Well, he's probably got a lot. He had a lot on his mind. He went through a lot of stuff. But and last year obviously was bad. I mean, the weather sucked, and he missed the cut, and he was terrible, and he had a lot of stuff on his mind. And this year in particular, he hadn't played great either. I think last week at the Valero was his first top 10 finish. You could correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, what do you think's going through his mind? Do you think he's ready for this one?
I think he's ready. Whether he, you know, meets the moment, that's a different question. I think that there's so much pressure on him, Lurch. I mean, my gosh. Gene Sarazen won the Masters in 1935 to complete the career Grand Slam, all right? Mm-hmm. He had no idea that the Masters was a major, and nobody knew what the Grand Slam was back then. Mm-hmm. It was the second year the Masters was ever played. Mm-hmm. So Rory's trying to do something that the other five, or four if you don't count Gene, you know, Jack and Gary and Ben Hogan and, you know, it's a Gary Player. It's just, I don't know. And Tiger, they didn't do it here. Coming back here every year, Padraig Harrington once told me, you see ghosts here just as much as you see the greats. And I was like, what do you mean? He said, he's the easiest one to win in regards to field size, only 89 players here this week, cut size, that kind of thing. But it's the most difficult to win. I said, why? He said, because I was Seve Ballesteros was my guy growing up. Mm. And Padraig, I said, Padraig, Seve won it twice. How could you have bad memories here? He said, because all I think of when I think of the Masters and Seve Ballesteros, because he was my hero, was in 86 when Jack won it at age 46. He had a lead on 15 fairway and snap hooked one into the water. Yep. That's all I see. I said, you don't see the wins? He said, no, I see the ghosts. He goes, that's what Augusta National does to you on the mental side. So Rory knows what's in front of him every time he comes here. He also has some scar tissue here from 2011, from 2018. So it's just not an easy thing to do. I hope he meets the moment. It'd be great, but I'm not sure.
And last year, scar tissue from last year.
What about what Tiger said? Because that's got to be a little bit of a boost. Tiger was asked about Rory, and he said, yeah, he's going to win. It's just a matter of time. He's too good a player. Yeah. He's got, you know, the game fit. Like, I would think maybe if I was Rory, that might kind of boost me a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. I agree. Then I was thinking, because I remember seeing that yesterday, and we were talking about it as it was happening. Mm-hmm. What's he supposed to say? I mean, that's friends
true.
And the whole thing. I mean, who knows what he really thinks about Rory's game? I know
he was pretty resolute, though. I hear you. He was pretty resolute, but
if you had to bet a top 10 finish, would you bet yes or no for Rory?
Yes.
Okay.
I think last week was a good sign. You know, he hadn't had a top 10, like you said, Jason. He hadn't had a top 10 all season. Played well last week in the wind. Tomorrow's supposed to be crap weather. It's supposed to be really rough. They might not even play tomorrow.
Oh, that would suck. I've been looking forward to this day for months. And
these guys are going to be devastated, Sam. See that happens.
Oh, my God, that would suck.
Yeah, it wouldn't be great.
What are they calling for?
Thunderstorms in the morning all the way to 1 o'clock, and then gusts, you know, 30, 40 miles per hour all day. And I don't know. It'll be great if they get some golf in tomorrow, but I don't know. And Rory's not a great wind player. So if they wipe out tomorrow, here's the thing. Now, this is a big deal. If they wipe out tomorrow because of the weather, Rory will play. The forecast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is very good. Mm. You remember Congressional in 2011 where he won his first major after having a rough time here at the Masters earlier that spring. When Rory won a Congressional, it was soft, it was warm, and there wasn't a lot of wind.
And he blew everybody away, right?
He blew everybody away 1 by 8.
Yeah.
This golf course is going to be soft because of the rain. Mm-hmm. And the forecast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is really good. So if he doesn't have to play tomorrow in the wind at all, Rory is going to be playing a golf course in conditions that are perfectly suited to what he likes to do.
Mm, good betting tip. I like that, Sanzi.
I got to ask you sort of the obligatory Tiger question. You know, we all saw on the range, and he still can get it out there. He's still got the ball speed and everything. Not what he once had, but still, right, competitive. But I've just gotten to the point with Tiger where I'm just like, he didn't play enough. I mean, it's just kind of silly. And yet he's at the press conference. He's like, I got a little bit excited when he said, maybe I'm just a sucker. He goes, yeah, I think I got one more in me. And but he just never plays. How can you win anything when you never play?
You can't.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, the way he works and preps for major championships all throughout his career is, just outrageous preparation.
Right.
He can't do that right now physically. Now he's here. Hey, by the way, the weather could severely affect Tiger tomorrow, too. He's supposed to go out at 1:24 p.m., so he was going to be late early, which isn't great for him.
What if he has to play 36?
And then he's got to go out and warm up in that crap.
Well, and all that stuff. So if they actually – it would be better for Tiger tomorrow if they don't play at all.
Right.
If they do play, let's say it clears out at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they decide to get 3 or 4 hours of golf in before sundown, 7:30, 7:45 – so if they get some golf in tomorrow, that means Tiger is going to have to play a ton of holes on Friday. Well, anything more than 18 holes is going to be really, really challenging.
No, let's bet him to miss the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bet him to miss the cut. We should.
Well, I don't know about miss the cut, but
this would break a record, right? If he makes the cut, he breaks the record.
It's the most difficult course to walk. It's his course.
He's never missed a cut here as a professional, and he's made 23 consecutive cuts, which is he ties the record with Gary.
Yeah, I'm not betting against that.
He ain't making a cut. The weather's going to kill him.
Yeah.
Well, and he never plays.
No. The weather might kill him, but it also might help him. You never know.
If he has to play 36, how's that help?
Well, but he won't play 36 if they don't play tomorrow.
So he'll only play – how many would he play on Friday if he only
– he'd only play 18 because he'd be playing at 1:24 and he'd only be playing 18. They can't move the tee times around. So if they don't play at all tomorrow,
that helps
then he's going to be playing in the afternoon
on Friday. Right. So did he say – I saw a little bit of his presser, not all of it, but he pulled out of the Genesis because he was sick. But why hasn't he played since? Just the body won't let him or what's the – I thought he was going to play in Florida.
Not ready to play. Not physically ready to play. If he was physically ready to play, he would have played either Bay Hill or the Players.
Right.
But he, and also, depending on who you talk to, he's got a bad limp or he looks great or his swing looks fantastic and he doesn't move around well. It just depends on who you talk to when it comes to Tiger and his condition.
Well, you talk to Freddie, he looks like a 2000 Tiger.
Right.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Freddie,
we know that ain't true.
I love Freddie to death, but if he's his hype man. Exactly right.
All right, so let's get into a couple other guys. Scheffler, obviously balling out this year, could have won three straight if he makes that putt at in Houston, but he won the two previous. He's been balling out. Now his wife is pregnant. Who knows what's going to happen on that one? And she's due very soon. And then, of course, the LIV guys, Rahm and Koepka and guys like that coming over. What do you expect from Scheff and specifically from John Rahm, who, unless you're following the LIV tour, you don't know how he's been playing.
Yeah, only three guys have ever won back-to-back Masters. Mm-hmm. Nicklaus did it first, then Faldo, then Tiger Woods. So the odds are against John this week, although I think he's going to play well. His prep is not the same. And he's a prep freak. This is his first time coming here as a LIV player. Didn't get all the practice and the reps in competitively that he normally gets coming into a Masters. So it'd be interesting to see how all of that plays out. But this course and this event, it's a horses for courses kind of thing. And John Rahm loves it here. He's very comfortable here. Has already won here, which is a huge, huge thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Scheffler. Very comfortable here. He's already won here. He's playing great golf. He missed that putt, four and a half feet. It was a terrible putt at Houston. But you can make a strong case that actually might help him coming into the week. He doesn't have three straight wins. He doesn't have 32 straight under par rounds of golf on the PGA Tour. The streaks are over. He comes here with a clean slate. And he comes here with good vibes, man. He's hitting the ball. He's hitting the ball so well. So we'll have to wait and see how it all plays out. But Scotty is a worthy favorite, and he is a heavy favorite coming into the week.
Yeah, 4-1. I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, that's Tiger in his heyday type of favorite number. That is a really, really short price for one guy to win one tournament.
Give us a sneaky, kind of underdog or long shot that you kind of like this week.
I don't know why. I have no idea why. I was thinking about it, I was looking at it, and Tyrrell Hatton is ripe to play well here. And he's a big name, but he's really never done anything, you know, at majors or here. I think Tyrrell Hatton is a guy I would look at if you're looking at a little bit of a long shot. There's some value in the number there for Tyrrell.
By the way, shout out. We had Denny McCarthy on yesterday.
Yep.
Unbelievable performance last week, especially on the putting green. But, man, I felt so bad for him in that playoff.
We were texting back and forth, Jace. It was gutting. I saw him Sunday night. We were on the same plane coming here after San Antonio, and we were chatting. Of course, I'm not going to mention it to him. He's such a nice kid. I'm not going to say anything. And then he just kind of brought it up. So we chatted about it for a couple of minutes, about the finish, about what happened, about, you know, I'm sure he told you about should have backed off, saw the fly on the ball. You know, he just didn't know what to do there. It was a learning experience, all that kind of stuff. But it's going to happen for Denny. I mean, he's a great
kid. He's too good. Yeah.
He's so good. He's so tough. He's so competitive. He wants it badly, which is a great thing. Not too badly. He just wants it badly.
Yeah.
And it's a learning process out there. And people are always so impatient with professional athletes because they want them to reach their greatness right away. Well, in this sport in particular, it just takes a little time. Mm-hmm. You know, think about it in team sports. Usually teams have to get beaten up a little bit before they get that title. You know, think of Michael Jordan and having to get through the Bulls, get through the Celtics before you actually get those titles. Well, I'm not saying Danny's Michael Jordan. I'm saying that it's a process for these guys. And talked to Danny for a long time the other day about it. It was gut-wrenching. If you know him, if you know his family, you know Argyle. My man Chief is a Georgetown Prep, you know, guy, and everybody talks about Denny, how terrific a shooter he was when he was at Prep all those years, and a ball boy at Maryland. Even though he went to Virginia, we still love him at Maryland. you know, it's going to happen for him.
It's a crazy athletic family. I mean, his brother Ryan played golf at Loyola College, and then his sisters played lacrosse at JMU and Tech. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's ridiculous.
A lot of hand-eye coordination. Genetics, as my three sons say to me all the time, thanks, Dad.
We're joined by...
Yeah, but they'll be good on TV.
Steve Sands.
I don't know.
Steve Sands is live in Augusta on the Kia guest hotline. I know who I'm not betting on. Minwoo Lee, who's playing the Masters with a broken finger because he dropped a dumbbell on his finger like 10 days ago.
Ooh.
But he's still playing.
Yeah. Not ideal and not good timing.
Yeah, it's a bad timing.
All right, so when does Live From start today?
We get on the air at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Go all day. Kind of a strange day. Par 3 contest later today on ESPN. And, you know, the chairman speaks and that kind of stuff. So we'll get after it here in a little bit. It'll be fun.
Is the chairman still Fred Ridley? Or am I behind on my chairman?
No, you're good.
Yeah. Very good.
Chairman of Augusta.
Calvin's brother, Fred Ridley.
How close is your hotel to Augusta?
Our hotel is like a 12-minute drive.
Oh, it's not bad. All right. Oh, they were talking about the traffic if the weather's so bad that they have to evacuate the course. I was reading an article that they're not real good with traffic down there, and if they have to tell everybody to leave, that could be a nightmare.
Well, it's not that they're not good with traffic here. It's just that, you know, when you're trying to deal with all these people and all these cars, and it's one road getting in and out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult to get people out. So when they blow the horn here, they blow it earlier than most places because of that. But more than anything, it's because of safety for the patrons. If you're down in Amen Corner, from Amen Corner all the way to the parking lot, that's a long, long walk up the hill. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking long walk like, you know, like it could be more than a mile. It could be more than, you know, 20, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So to get all these people out of here, it takes a long time. So if they blow the horn, say 30 minutes before, you know, they need to on the PGA Tour, they do that a little bit earlier here because it's such a huge property and there's just so many people here to get out safely.
Wasn't it last year where the tree blew over and almost hit the woman?
Yeah, on the 17th
hole. Almost killed that woman.
Yeah, scary.
Yep, on the 17th hole. It was nuts.
Yep.
All right, Sansy, appreciate the time, man. We'll be watching you, obviously, all week, and enjoy the experience down there. We'll talk to you soon.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, fellas. Be good. Go yep. Caps.
All right. Let's thank you, buddy.
Later in the show, Chris Webber joins us at 8:20. Mike Rizzo at 9, the Nats GM. And Spencer Carberry. Caps right now would be in the playoffs. We'll talk to their head coach at 9:20. But next, we open up the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.